You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Anyway, it's a pink hat night. They won. So we're gonna talk about the win.
I like that.
Plenty of good things to talk about tonight. It was a Look, they're down two stars. And, of course, the Pelicans are down their two best players. Celtics are down two starters. Wasn't easy. They got it done. That's it. Like I said.
Yeah, well, McCollum went off. McCollum was the guy for Pelicans. You know, every player seems to come alive against the Celtics team tonight. It was McCollum. And he's been doing it for a few years. He signed a big deal, but he doesn't get the hype that, you know, some of these other stars get. But he's a super talented player, but they didn't have enough in the tank. Simple as that.
Yep. Yeah, nothing really remarkable happened tonight. So we'll just kind of, you know, talk about things in general. I do want to mention the starters. The sponsors.
The starting sponsors.
The starting sponsors, we do want to, a new sponsor deserves a little love early, so we will tell you.
Sure.
I'm not going to spend all night long. We'll tell you a little more about the sponsors, but we do want to welcome HelloFresh. It's a natural fit, fresh garden, all of that stuff. We want to welcome HelloFresh in as a sponsor on the Garden Report here. HelloFresh.com/garden21, code garden21. You get 21 free meals and free shipping. We'll give you more details about this terrific offer. And of course, as always, anything that you purchase here, you do get yourself a Garden Report phenomenal t-shirt. I also want to mention, as we're going to be heading into March Madness in a little bit, we will be doing a bracket and we will be fielding suggestions for Garden Report related terms, moments, different things that we can talk about. What I will say is that if it wins the pool, it's gone. So phenomenal is out, cannot return. Okay.
Wait, what did I just miss? We're doing another bracket?
We will be in March. We're going to do another bracket.
Wait, Phenomenal can't try to defend its title?
Phenomenal cannot defend its title. It's out.
It'll have to be named the phenomenal bracket then in honor of it.
Yeah. Where do you want to start tonight? You want to start on the bench? You want to start with Brogdon?
Yeah. I thought Brogdon had one of those games where listen, this is why they got this guy, so that he could come in and, you know, give him that extra boost when they need it. And tonight I thought he was that guy. He's my Brownie Award.
He gets the Brownie Award tonight, I think, for sure. What was really interesting actually about it was without Smart in there, here what I am interested to see, and let's put the Rob stuff to bed. Rob was out with, like, it's so funny, they're making shit up now with Rob. Before he was questionable with injury injury management, and now he's injury rehabilitation. So they're literally just...
Do you think the intern just typed the wrong thing, or does anybody know what's going on with him? It doesn't really matter.
They're making stuff up. They're fake designations to give him off days. You give Rob tonight off.
You need to get
off.
One of these two off.
You give Rob tonight off and Al tomorrow off, and that's that. And so no Rob tonight. So you had Al.
No Rob. You had Luke. A lot of Luke.
You had Al. You had Grant. You had Derek White starting. What was interesting was... the rotations I thought were weird. Not weird, but White played 22 minutes in the first half, which was crazy. And then he played 22 to 8. Yeah, and then Brogdon beat him. It was 18 to 8 in the second half, and he was out there with kind of the closers here. I'm not sure what happened. It wasn't an injury. It wasn't foul trouble. Joe just flipped it, which was odd, but Brogdon got really hot there. Like, it was still an arm's length game, which was annoying because... But
because the Pelicans kept hitting shots left and I mean they were shooting at an unbelievable percentage, and
Yeah.
And Celtic, even if you're a Pelicans player or fan, you must be super frustrated because if you were hitting your shots, but it was one of those games where the Celtics were just that much better. And then all of a sudden you look up and they're up 15 in the third quarter. And the Pelicans really weren't playing that poorly. The Celtics went on, I think, like a 10-0. And Pelicans were the team that came out of the second half and got it close. They got it to one, and then that's when the Celtics went on their big run there.
Yeah. So, I am checking. I'm seeing people in the stream saying things like, Jalen, yeah, he tweaked his groin at the end.
Oh, okay.
Did we see any tweakage there?
I wasn't specifically looking in that area at the time of the tweak.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened. Hopefully it's nothing serious. So we got a super chat. I don't know what it means, but we got a super chat.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
It was on with maybe he said it with Abby. Yeah, he told Abby he tweaked his groin in the wind. I'm going to get it looked at, going to get my treatment, going through the routine, see what it looks like tomorrow. Self-diagnosing an injury, huh? That's a little annoying.
Well, maybe he's okay. Well, I don't know. Back to back tomorrow. I got to see how it feels tomorrow. We'll find out.
Super chat, Jaylen Brown. There it is. Jaylen Brown injury. We're not really sure what's going on with that.
I don't know.
That is tough. That is.
But
tough.
they've got guys that can sort of step up. If
they're saying Abby, can't. Abby said when he said that, she goes, "Oh, don't tell me that."
Oh man. Well, I mean, there's a couple guys tonight. I thought, you know, Brogdon, somebody could slide in. You'll have Rob. Rob will be back tomorrow. So.
They're on to us, Jimmy.
That's Are fine. They? Okay.
They're on to us. That's fine.
Yes, Jaylen Brown had this game of his season, everybody. We understand. We know that. The reason I came out like this is because I was going to battle in the YouTube comments after our last show. And with a couple of people who, by the way, I love everybody who watches the show, and I love that we have differing opinions, and
yeah,
love the support, and I love going back and forth with people in the comments, so it's all fun for me.
And I just wanted
to rib a few people, but obviously Jaylen Brown is the player of this game. He paced them in the first half, 18-10, first 40-point game of the year, I believe, and he was bullying guys. I mean, he was really... Really,
Tim,
just
I did not ask guys. Tim to put zero assist on that. I think he did it for me. I did not ask for it.
Stats are stats. Hey, when you shoot 15 of 21, why pass the? You don't have to.
Why
pass
the ball?
You don't have to pass the ball. So this is the type of game. And this, honestly, we have talked about Jaylen Brown many, many times in the show. This is what Jaylen Brown does. He just scores in all multitude of ways: three pointers, driving to the hoop, bullying guys below, the mid-range game. This is the best thing, you know, this is his bread and butter, is scoring. And sometimes you just need a guy on your team that's just a guy who gets buckets. Now, there are going to be games where he goes 0-for-8 from 3, and we might mention it. Oh, whoops. I'm sorry that we mentioned it if a guy goes
Wait a second. Wait. Are we – so we can talk about him when he does well and say he did well, right? That's allowed?
We can. So can we
– But you cannot say it if he did bad, right?
Can we clip this footage so people can say that we – people can't say that we don't talk about him when he plays well? Because we do.
Okay. Jimmy, and stop being – this is – you're just – you've got an agenda saying Jaylen
plays well. Oh, I love that. Everyone's got an agenda now, right? We go on the show after every damn game trying to find things to talk about, and we have – apparently we have an agenda. So, and the agenda tonight is talking about the guys who helped them win the game. And tonight, Jaylen Brown
saved their butt because Tatum didn't have a good game and Brown did.
Tatum didn't have a good game, and he had a bad, you know, bad. What do you want to call it? What am I looking for, John? His
juju.
Yeah, juju. I don't know.
He had that thing where things weren't working, and then he was kind of sulking and didn't get down the court a couple times.
That kind of thing. But he kind of came around a little bit.
Then he came around in the second half, and he got serious, and they put the game away, and it was fine. Again, this is one of those, like, I love these games because these are the games where you can play with your food a little bit, and then when you want to get serious, you get serious, and then just put the game away. Like, they didn't do that in San Antonio, you know? Like, you've seen a couple times where it's like – guys, just a few minutes of focus and good effort here, you know, and you'll be, I mean, everyone gets to go home early tonight, you know? And it didn't, you know, they didn't put it away until whatever. They started to separate a little bit in the third quarter there, but Brown was cooking, Brogdon, and that unit there really stretched things out for them, in the third. And I like that, man. I mean, you know, we always talk about like the third option. That's the guy. Like, that's your guy. If you're looking for the guy to get it going. So this is what you need, right? If you don't want to be a team, you know, you talk about a situation like Luka, right? Like, and we play, you know, the Celtics play Dallas, and you see Luka kind of have a crap game and clearly give up on the game, you know, and kind of fake his way through it and whatever the hell was going on there. And there's nobody there that can pick it up. Celtics, when you have Tatum on an off night or Brown on an off night, the other one almost always comes through. It's rare when they both are cold. But when you need somebody else to pick something up, Brogdon's really that guy, you know? And he's the guy who gets offense on his own. And that's what he did tonight. I mean, every time he flashed open, you know, he was good from, you know, he's good from deep. He was good going to the hole. He's the guy who can score. He's the guy who, if one of those guys, you know, that went down with an injury, Brogdon's going to be averaging 20-something.
Body language.
That's what you're looking for?
That was the word, body language. Thank you, Mark.
Brogdon's going to be averaging 20-something points a game in their absence because he's the guy out there who can do it. But this was like a super efficient one. And again, only played 8 minutes in the first half, which was weird. And then, you know, played a lot more in the second half, and I think that was a difference maker.